Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Brought to you by MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked number one in the nation by U.S. News and World Report. Learn more about MD Anderson at MakingCancerHistory.com. FCC Chair backs T-Mobile and Sprint deal, clearing hurdle for merger, by Clint Finley. T-Mobile's proposed $26.5 billion merger with Sprint just cleared its first legal hurdle, as Federal Communications Commission Chair Ajit Pai says he will recommend that the agency approve the deal. The FCC will most likely follow his lead, but the deal still needs approval from the Justice Department, where antitrust enforcement staffers have expressed concerns, Bloomberg reports. In an announcement, Pai said Monday that the two companies agreed to expand their rural coverage if the merger is approved, by building a 5G wireless network that will cover 97% of the U.S. population within 3 years and 99% of the country within 6 years. Pai says the new network will cover 90% of rural residents within 6 years. The companies also agreed to spin off Boost Mobile, the prepaid phone service owned by Sprint. The merged firm would still own T-Mobile's Metro PCS prepaid service and Sprint-branded prepaid service. It's also important that the companies would suffer serious consequences if they fail to follow through on their commitments to the FCC, Pai said. These consequences, which could include total payments to the U.S. Treasury of billions of dollars, create a powerful incentive for the companies to meet their commitments on time. Critics of the deal aren't satisfied with the promises. They worry that a combined T-Mobile and Sprint would reduce the number of national cellular services to 3 from 4, leaving less competition for customers. Does anyone really believe that this FCC, which has asked nothing of the big mobile companies for over 2 years, will require the companies to abide by these commitments? Former FCC lawyer Gigi Sohn said in a statement. She said the promise to spin off Boost doesn't mitigate evidence suggesting cellular service prices will rise if the deal is completed. The DOJ might agree. According to Bloomberg, antitrust regulators aren't convinced that the concessions touted by Pai will resolve their concerns. DOJ antitrust chief Makan Delrahim generally has favored structural changes such as spin-offs as opposed to behavioral promises to resolve antitrust concerns. Spinning off Boost might not be enough to satisfy him. The two companies announced the merger agreement in April 2018, but they've been courting for much longer. In 2014, the FCC shot down Sprint's attempt to acquire T-Mobile. The two companies began negotiating a new tie-up in 2017, following Pai's appointment as FCC chair, but had trouble reaching an agreement. The plan that emerged last year, if approved, will give T-Mobile parent company, Deutsche Telekom, a 42% share of the new company, and the Japanese conglomerate SoftBank, which acquired Sprint in 2013, would own 27%. The remaining 31% would be held by the public. T-Mobile CEO John Legere would lead the new company. The merger is now finding a more friendly audience in Washington than it did in 2014. Earlier this year, 7 congressional Democrats, including Rep. Anna Eshoo, the Democrat from California who has frequently sparred with telcos over net neutrality, and six Republicans sent a letter to the FCC and the Justice Department supporting the merger, arguing the combined company would be able to deploy 5G more quickly than the two companies could independently. T-Mobile also hired former FCC Commissioner Mignon Clyburn, a Democrat, to advise the company on the deal. The Trump administration has a consistent track record on mergers. In a surprise move, the FCC blocked Sinclair Broadcast Group's $3.9 billion merger with fellow television broadcasting company Tribune Media last year, saying Sinclair had misled the agency about its efforts to sell some of its television stations. The DOG moved to block AT&T's $85 billion acquisition of Time Warner, though a federal judge ultimately approved the transaction. But regulators allowed Disney to acquire much of Fox's film and entertainment assets for $71 billion.